Welcome, dear listeners, to another intriguing episode of MC Campground Chronicles, delightfully presented by Modern Campground. The sun is high, the air smells of fresh pine, and we find ourselves in the heart of Idaho. Nestled amidst the breathtaking Sawtooth Mountains, you'll find an oasis of sorts, a haven for adventurous souls and nature enthusiasts, the Whispering Pines Campground. Today, we are introducing you to someone special, someone who has managed to infuse the spirit of innovation into the rustic simplicity of camping. Meet Eulalia Desmond, the fearless visionary owner of the Whispering Pines. With her striking red hair, vibrant energy, and an infectious passion for the environment, Eulalia is a character you won't soon forget. A former environmental scientist, she swapped her bustling city life for the serene embrace of nature, turning a humble campground into a remarkable, eco-conscious retreat. Stay tuned as Eulalia Desmond shares her captivating journey of overcoming a unique challenge at her beloved campground. This story is not just about camping, it's about reinventing camping. It's about protecting our environment while enjoying its beauty, about blending modernity with tradition. And most importantly, it's about understanding that we must always give back to nature as much as we take from it. So grab your cup of coffee, settle down, and let the story of the Campground Solar Cooker Workshop promoting renewable energy in cooking take you on an unexpected ride.
The Whispering Pines, as beautiful and serene as it is, was not without its challenges. The most pressing issue was the cooking arrangements. We had traditional fire pits for all the campers, but they were causing more harm than good. The need for firewood was leading to unnecessary deforestation. So not only were we contributing to environmental pollution, but also endangering the local wildlife habitat. I simply knew something needed to change. And to make matters even more pressing, I received a complaint from environmental activist Cato Sullivan. Cato was not just a passionate environmentalist, but also a regular at our campground. His concern echoed my own, and I knew we had to act. I started exploring alternatives. I considered switching to gas stoves, but that would mean dealing with hazardous fuel canisters. I also thought about investing in electric cookers, but the electricity consumption would be massive, not to mention the huge installation cost and the disturbances it would cause to the serene natural landscape. Then it dawned on me. Solar cookers. It seemed like the perfect solution, promoting renewable energy, reducing deforestation, and preserving the pristine beauty of our campground. The road to implementing this idea was not smooth, to say the least. The first challenge was to convince the campers about this new cooking method. Many were skeptical about its effectiveness and the possible change in taste of the food. I decided to hold a solar cooker workshop to show them how it works. We faced another roadblock when we realized that the solar cookers would not work efficiently on cloudy days or during the night. However, together with Cato and a team of environment enthusiasts, we developed a hybrid solution of using retained heat cooking or hay box cooking for these times. The impact of this change was beyond my wildest dreams. Not only did we cut down on our wood consumption, but we also encouraged an environmentally friendly practice that intrigued and educated our campers. We started holding regular workshops on solar cooking, which became a popular activity among the campers. The food tasted just as good, if not better, and the satisfaction of cooking without harming the environment added its own unique flavor. We took some vital lessons along the way. Firstly, never shy away from making changes that benefit the environment, no matter how unconventional they may seem. Secondly, education is key. People are more likely to accept changes when they understand the reasons and benefits behind them. Lastly, always be ready for challenges and have a backup plan in place. The journey to implementing solar cookers at the Whispering Pines was certainly a challenging one, but the outcome made every hurdle worth it.
As we come to the end of Eulalia Desmond's remarkable story, we are left with a profound understanding of her commitment to creating a symbiotic relationship between camping and the environment. Eulalia's initiative to introduce solar cookers at her campground didn't just solve the issue of deforestation and pollution, but also sparked a sense of responsibility among her campers towards the environment. What is perhaps most striking about her journey is the courage and resolve to implement an unconventional solution, paving the way for other campgrounds to follow suit. Her story serves as a powerful reminder that campgrounds aren't just about shelter, but about the holistic experience of being one with nature. It also brings into focus how innovation and education can play a pivotal role in striking that delicate balance between enjoying the pleasures of nature and preserving it for future generations. Listeners, we hope Eulalia's story has inspired you, not just as campground owners or operators, but as individuals who appreciate the beauty and sanctity of our environment. We hope it has stirred in you the belief that each one of us can contribute to preserving our environment in our own unique way. Once again, we thank you for joining us for another episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. If Eulalia's story resonated with you, do subscribe to our podcast and stay tuned for more such engaging and insightful stories from the world of camping. Let's continue to learn, evolve, and share our experiences as we navigate the rewarding journey of campground management. Until the next episode, then, keep exploring and keep innovating. Cheers!